I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The National Weather Service has confirmed that a weak tornado did touch down in the Bremen area on Wednesday. Survey crews are on location in Harrelson County today to determine the level of the storm that knocked down trees, blocked roads, and damaged property yesterday morning. We have more information today on the inadvertent release of a violent criminal suspect by the Chatham County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday. Jose Maria Perez, who is facing charges including rape, home invasion, and aggravated assault, was freed in place of another man, Jose Lopez Perez, who was to be released after he posted bail. Two officers have been suspended without pay for a week as a result. Meanwhile, law enforcement continues their search for Jose Maria Perez, who's described as being 5'8 and 165 pounds. Anyone with information about his location is asked to contact Crime Stoppers. Macon's Navicent Health is merging with a hospital system based in Charlotte. In a press release, Navicent announced this morning that it's joining Atrium Health. CEO Gene Wood says the deal will provide better access to medical care for Middle Georgia residents. Navicent operates Macon's largest hospital, as well as medical centers in Byron and Milledgeville. Atrium is the largest hospital operator in North Carolina. There's some good news for Plant Vogel in the new two-year federal budget congressional leaders announced yesterday. According to the AJC, the measure extends a previously promised nuclear production tax credit, which guarantees the project approximately $800 million in federal tax credits. Vogel will only receive the tax credits after the new units are fully operational. The project, which is years behind schedule and billions over budget, is now expected to be completed in 2021 and 2022. And more than 450 police officers in Georgia are losing their authority to work, this after failing to complete required annual training. This week, the officers are receiving emergency suspension letters from the Georgia Peace Officer Standards and Training Council, the state agency that certifies law enforcement officers. According to the AJC, all police officers in Georgia are required to complete 20 hours of training each year. Once a suspended officer completes the required training, their certification will be restored. And a great white shark, named for and tagged off the coast of South Carolina, appears to be headed home. The Island Packet reports Hilton the shark was located off Savannah's coast yesterday. The shark was originally tagged off of Hilton Head Island. Since then, it's been tracked as far south as Vero Beach, Florida, and as far north as Nova Scotia. And the new Gerber product spokesbaby is from Dalton, Georgia. One-year-old Lucas Warren is the first spokesbaby with Down syndrome in the company's 91-year history. His photo was chosen out of more than 140,000 submissions. Lucas will receive $50,000 and his image will be featured in Gerber's social media posts. Lucas's mom says she hopes the campaign will promote the acceptance of special needs children. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.